Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'd love to talk to you. It's your show today. Talk about whatever you'd like. I wonder if any of you are going to go for some retail therapy. Believe you me, if I hadn't just dumped several grand of my hard-earned money on a furnace. Although I must say, I tried to buy one of those, Sustainable Dave, I'll have to ask him when he's a guest next week, whether I did the right thing. But I got a multi-speed furnace so that I'm not a multi, not the fancy schmancy variable. I went for the more budget-minded two-speeder. And it seems to be working better than my other one. I have not raised the thermostat. Well, I go to 66 sometimes if I'm really cold. But I've been keeping it on 65 most of this season because I want to save energy costs. I mean, given my, I've been wearing, you know, more sweaters around the house and doing all that because, you know, and now I have to add this to my payoff budget. It's gross. You know, and I'm watching my savings ecking away at them, chipping away, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this for too long. So I'm with you. I'm not spending a lot of money. I gave gifts that were, you know, family gifts, you know, and I'm knitting, which I don't mind investing in because I love to knit, and it's fun, and I like it, and there you go. But that's been good. I finally finished my sister's blanket, and I already told her, so if she's listening. I could not get to the post office to mail my presents on time, though. That I was bog on. I was bad. I did not get them in time. I just didn't. Forget it. I could not. And I refuse to feel guilty. They'll be there by the 6th of January, Three Kings Day, which since we grew up in a Latin American country, we, you know, it's okay to get there on Three Kings. It's 303-713-7600. So we have talked so far this morning about Bush, about the horror show. Do we want investigations, though? I asked somebody this at the election, on election night, actually. I was at a party among friends, and right after it became clear that Barack Obama, I turned to somebody and I said, so now do we go for depth in terms of investigating them? Because I believe in investigations. And those of you who are conspiracy-minded, fine, we'll have more investigations if you need them. But I'm telling you, you should be concentrating on the usurpation of power, on the gimmies and giveaways to big business. That's where your eye should be on the prize. Because this inflating of the economy beyond the pale didn't get here overnight. It got here because many of you, I think naively, believed Ronald Reagan when he told you that trickle-down economics could work. I think, you know, and Barack Obama has proved one thing. Bottom up. If you want the American country, if you want the American people and the country of the United States to survive and thrive, then you better pay attention to the people who are holding you up on their shoulders. Because when the middle class starts disappearing in this country as it's doing, you see how bad the economy's hurting? It's because 2/3 of what the economy was doing in terms of wellness had to do with you and I. With you and I. Shopping, buying things, refinancing those mortgages, doing whatever we could. And, you know, I'm in a 30-year fixed and I'm happy about it. Would I roll a little more into it? Maybe. You know, I don't know. It's if it gets down to 4.5, though, I don't see how you can drool and resist. Except now I'm probably not fully funded enough in the way of having a full-time job. So it's, I cobble together lots of part-time jobs. And that's the way of our economy right now. I don't know about you, but it's very difficult out there to find anybody who's willing to hire anybody for any reason. So it's scary. Now, I'd run for Senate of Colorado, but I haven't been a resident in a few years, so I probably can't count on having been lived there longer than anywhere else I've lived in my life. So I can't run for Senate, but I'd be tempted. It would be my honor and pleasure to represent the state of Colorado as a senator, and I feel like I feel like we should have gender parity in our Senate. And I did not realize until I started reading articles on this on DenverPost.com, Governor Bill Ritter there has been no gender. There's been no woman who was raised any higher than lieutenant governor. That's and representative shaming. We need a senator. We need a governor who's a woman, too. 303-713-7600. I really think there need to be some changes made, and this might be a good way to start. Normally, I'm not a pointer because she's a woman, just because. But Diana DeGette has been in Congress longer than anybody else in the delegation, so she's fully qualified. Renee in Denver. Besides, I like her. She's feisty. Renee in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about investigations, but now that you brought up gender, before I get off, I want to say a word about it. But regarding investigations, okay, trickle-down economics is wrong, but it's not unconstitutional. And 100 years from now, if we still have a nation, what's important is that we have preserved the Constitution that got us this far. So, yes, I want investigations. I spent 07 trying to persuade anybody that I could that we needed to impeach. And the reason was to protect and defend our Constitution. That's what's important. That's what's going to outlive us. And besides trashing the economy, the Bush administration trashed the Constitution. So, yes, we need investigations, and that's why.
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I am comforted by the fact that Joe Biden has talked about he's going to change the role of vice president and not usurp for onto himself powers that he is not afforded by the Constitution. You know, but the Constitution's a bit vague on what the vice president should do. That's how Dick Cheney and his minions went in and tried to refashion it into being, you know, second in command, wink, wink, I'm really running things.
It's not vague about whether we have a right to habeas corpus.
Damn straight, or the right, you know, people have, absolutely, it is not vague about that at all, and it's not vague about the right to a fair trial either.
And it's not vague about the right to privacy and to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. And it's not vague about the fact that Congress exists and we don't have a king in the White House. So it's great if the next administration comes in and he's a constitutional law scholar and he's going to respect the Constitution. But if you don't have consequences for disrespecting it, then we haven't protected and defended it.
You know, I tend to agree with you. I think that we have a lot to do, though. So, fortunately, I think this is a president. If we've ever had a president who can multitask, Barack Obama is it. But I also believe that we see, this is what I think. I think the president proposes, the Congress disposes. So I believe that the Congress, though, is in charge of investigations. Now, they have been investigating. You saw the one that came out and found Donald Rumsfeld culpable for torture and responsible for setting up the policies, and Dick Cheney in part for being responsible as well. And that was co-chaired by, to give him credit, John McCain. Hopefully we'll
That's
see more of that.
Stuff.
But I want to see that stuff televised. See, I grew up on Watergate. That was my political awakening.
I thought we were going to have Watergate in 07.
I want to see these hearings televised, and not just on C-SPAN either.
Remember
I want to see them televised.
Remember when we were waiting for the contempt citation against the Department of Justice because of contempt of Congress, because Cheney and Harriet Meyer said that they didn't have to come testify in Congress. What happened? I've been waiting for the other shoe to drop for 2 years.
I know. I understand what you're saying. I think everybody's been preoccupied. And actually, I will throw it out there for people to consider. What means more to you, fixing the economy or investigating? I think we have to do both.
We have to fix the economy, but the economy is going to be better, and we still need to be a nation and have a constitution. And here's what I'm going to say about gender real quick. What would it be like if more than half of Congress was female? It would be like Rwanda. Are you up on it?
I hope not. I hope we wouldn't be like Rwanda.
Well, Rwanda's doing much better now that more than half of their parliament is female.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant, okay, we all think of Rwanda and think of the vision.
Rwanda,
but
since part of their recovery from genocide was a program for gender parity, which called for one-third of the Congress to be female, but in their last election, through the democratic process, more than 50% of their parliament is now female, first place in the world. I thought it was kind of cool and you might like it.
I do like it, and I wasn't aware that it was now more than half. I was aware that they were aiming for gender parity, but I was not aware of that. You know what? That I still don't hope we're like Rwanda, exactly. But on the other hand, I do agree, when women are in charge, and this is true, as you know, no doubt, when women are in charge and when women are more powerful, in every country it's ever happened, the country is better off.
You might say it's a kind of a bottom-up thing. Okay, I'm
you
going to
sign
off.
Say
now.
It's kind of a bottom-up thing. Thank you very much.
Nice talking to you.
Nice
Bye.
Talking to you, too. It's 7:16, and thanks for reminding me about Romanda and by updating me, too. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. I'm going to go home and read more about it. 303-713-7600 at 7:16. I want to squeeze in one more call. David in Grand Junction, welcome.
Hey, morning.
Morning, you know, David.
Yeah, morning. By the way, I guess you were talking about running for senator?
I was kidding, but I haven't lived in Colorado in a spell, but I would if I were there, maybe. Who knows?
Oh, I see. So you're even out of town right now. Because
right now. I used to live in Colorado for a long time, and I've thought about political. The thing that bothers me about politics is you have to spend a lot of your time raising money. But now that Barack Obama approves you can do it from the bottom up, I don't know. I might be more interested.
Sure. Well, the Constitution says that you only have to live there for 1 year to be a senator. So, hey, you know, the alternative economy is what I was interested in. Out here in, you know, Grand Junction, we've gone through a lot of boom and bust cycles. And,
yes.
You know, we're inevitably going to go through another down cycle because even though there's a ton of money coming in with this so-called clean coal, that is probably the stupidest idea that we could do. And
I love the ads that are running with the wide open prairie. Have you seen it where the guy goes, this is what clean coal looks like, and it's like brush in a field of desert?
I have seen that online, but it doesn't run out here. But the
I'll
scam,
bet not.
You know, just in case people don't know what clean coal is, you know, they take old greasy shale rock, and they got to boil it and grind it up and boil it and grind it up, and they end up with 20 gallons of highly polluted water for every 1 gallon of oil or gasoline or
that
something.
That doesn't sound very energy efficient or friendly.
No, absolutely not. And just in Tennessee last week, they had this massive dam bust open. Well, it was similar. It was all this toxic water that ends up then rushing down. Well, if you end up having it up in Parachute, Colorado, it's going to ruin the Colorado River all through the Grand Canyon down into Arizona.
Well, the Colorado River's already got enough problems.
Well, that's right. And then the stupid clean coal technology, they not only do they want to ruin the Colorado River with a dam like that, but they would also put it up at the headwaters of the Missouri River, which would ruin Nebraska, Wyoming, Kansas, Missouri, you know, all the way down to New Orleans.
More states than you can see from Araba.
Right.
Okay,
so
that's enough.
Well,
I got you.
Well, the
I got
idea
you.
Of the alternative economy, though, is what saves us. And so we've got, actually, George Washington Carver had a lot of great inventions for bad economy. You know, the hemp economy. You've also got in the global warming sphere, creating trees. We need many, many, many more trees. We're down to...
Amen. You listen, you don't have to convince me. Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I'm running out of time for this segment, though. Thank you, David. Please call again. 719. I'll be filling in all next week. Love to hear from Grand Junction. My brother used to live there, as a matter of fact, with his family. 303-713-7600. Thank you all for joining me on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin all week next week as well, so we have plenty of time to talk. What do you think about a woman for Senate? Should we emulate the... You know, I like this idea. Should we emulate the Rwandans and make gender parity a priority in our country? More than half of the government run by women. We have it up here in Washington, and we're doing pretty well as states go, even though we have a deficit and terrible situation as well. Relatively speaking, we're slightly better off, I think. This could be an idea. Okay, well, I plot. You, of course, we'd have to give up one of our Senate seats if that were true. 719, I'm Aaron Hart. This is the Jay Marvin Show. We'll be right back after Colorado's Progressive Traffic and Ted Parker. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, it's true. 2008, Rwanda became the first country in history to elect a national legislature in which a majority of its members were women. Gender parity. So should we have gender parity? Would it be a good idea? Yeah, I agree. Except, you know, I'm an American too, so I hate ordering people about. So, Governor Ritter, I would just ask you to consider gender parity and the fact that, look, in our state, we're lucky. Deanna DeGette has been in office for longer than any, I believe, any of the other representatives. So, She should be able to serve. She's the longest, yep, she is the longest serving member of Colorado's congressional delegation. She considers herself a natural pick. So do I. But people speculate that she's too liberal. Well, you know, just because she's pro-choice and fights for women doesn't mean she's too liberal. Okay, can we get over that? It's like a black man can't be president. A woman can't be president. We've shattered both of those myths. Can we be done with the fact, you know, a woman could be senator from Colorado? And I was really half joking when I said that. I mean, if I were going to do anything, I'd probably want to be a senator. I don't know. It would be too scary, I think, to be president. Although, you know, it's Barack Obama really has opened up. You know, he's opened up my eyes to a lot of things. Well, one thing, I love his Hawaiian Zen. I love the way he's so calm about everything. As somebody who's driven by a lot of passion, I also admire people who can be passionate but contained. So he has taught me, too, to do another thing that I read about in his autobiography, which is to assume the best in people rather than the worst. As a talk show host, I think, and as a news person, I've learned a lot about the worst in people all my life, a lot about the really most awful things that people can do to one another. Like, say, Rwanda. What's the first thing that comes to my mind? Not gender parity, genocide. And I'm sorry that my mind works that way, but it does. It works in 1994. Now, progress, if not perfection, has been made, but the country is calmer. That's true. And we don't read about it as much anymore. And that's bad, because we should read that women are progressing in Africa. You know, the new head of the woman in Liberia is helping matters somewhat, I think. And I believe that women have a good influence wherever they go. I think if we had more women at the top of our financial system, this mess would not have happened. You know, I really do. I do believe that. Now, I believe that women can be evil, too. I mean, we've seen a number of women, Maggie Thatcher coming immediately, springing immediately to mind, unfortunately, who can be pretty awful as rulers. But on the other hand, generally speaking, it is a truism that when women are more involved in your country's government and its running, then you are better off all across the board. And you know what? That can't hurt. I'll tell you what. I look at Barack Obama's cabinet, too, and I say, oh, amen. Thank goodness for this. But just in case you were convinced we weren't run by a sexist government anymore, guess what other story is on the front page this morning? Guess what they're giving away in Afghanistan to help win over the tribes? You'll never guess. Hint, little blue pills. Yep. We're using little blue pills now to help fight terror. Goodness gracious, I wonder if anybody's going to distribute condoms along with the little blue pills. There's a hint. The CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. Now, we are a government, apparently, that will refuse to give women reproductive care overseas. We'll refuse to fund it. As a government under George Bush, one of the things that Barack Obama and the Congress will revoke is our ridiculous, short-sighted, and stupid inability to help women get reproductive choice overseas. No, we can't fund that, but we'll give away little blue pills to help win friends in Afghanistan. Yep. We'll help those patriarchs, husbands to four women, five women. Hi, here, want to please them all? Good. Here's a little blue pill. We are actually distributing Viagra as part of a way to win over the Afghan chieftains. Now, that may be practical given human nature, but it's not very smart, is it? Sexist, anyone? Hi, here's your little blue pill. I wonder if they're going to take care of the babies that are born. Wonder if they're going to fund the women who will be left or abandoned or abused. Gee, I don't know. Think so? Yeah, right. I didn't think so either. Bill in Longmont, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning, my friend, and thanks for that Blagojevich parody. It was aces.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That had me rolling on the aisle of the train.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. That guy's their news director. He did all the work on it. He wrote it. He sang it. He did everything.
I know. It's amazing. It's like Dave Ross in that regard.
I know.
Really fine.
So our policy in Afghanistan is make love, not war, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I get. Well, make erections.
Yeah.
You know, apparently we won't deal with, say, oh, I don't know, children, the rights of women, or equity parity, gender parity, or equality in Afghanistan, which would probably go farther than a couple of little blue pills to please. See, again, this is all about short-term gain, not long-term reform.
It's an erection year strategy.
Yes, it is an erection year strategy, and that was terrible, but I'll steal it immediately.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Well, speaking of gender, though, I think Diana, everybody hears their first inclination might be to say, oh, Diana DeGette is too liberal to go ahead and win in the state statewide in 2 years. However, the Schaefer campaign, you never heard the word Udall without preceded by the words Boulder liberal, Mark Udall, and he won anyway.
Yeah, if a Boulder liberal can become a senator, Diana DeGette sure can. Now, it would be heavily weighted to the I-25 corridor, though.
Yeah.
I mean, one nice thing about Ken Salazar is he does come from the southern part of the state, and then the southerners are represented. Now, can you think of any prominent? I was trying this morning, and I looked on the Rocky and the Post, and I couldn't see, you know, Swanee Hunt. We have to import her from Massachusetts. Don't we have any talent down in the southern part of the state we could tap?
Well, we've got people that have made good names in the state legislature.
Yeah? We've got the Senate Majority Leader?
Yeah.
I'm blanking on her name. Yeah, no, we've got her. Isn't she
The one who lost to Jared Polis in the primary for the 2nd District.
Joan Fitzgerald, the Senate
Fitzgerald.
President. Yeah, Joan Fitzgerald. What district is she from? 2nd Congressional.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where she's from exactly. Sure. Forgive my ignorance, but I don't know.
Right.
Now, see, I like Andrew Romanoff a lot. I don't want to be totally sexist. I like Andrew Romanoff a lot.
Yes.
We certainly, you know, Federico Pena would know his way around and probably be a good senator. I just don't know. I'm happy. We have a lot of talented men in Colorado.
Another name that's really being batted about now is John Hickenlooper.
Mayor of Denver?
Yes.
Yeah, he could be good. I'm fond of John Hickenlooper. I would like him to be senator, perhaps. But again, it's the dual issue of you have Denver Boulder. As I think about this, I mean, I like the idea of Diana DeGette, but it does put a heavy emphasis on the urban corridors.
Yes, it does.
And I'm from a town of 200 people, so I have to think about things like that. Boy, I don't know. I really think maybe it's time to just say, okay, whatever's best for Colorado. Now, we've got two urban-oriented senators from up here, and they do fine with the rest of the state. They work very hard, particularly, I would say Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray worked their hearts out for people in rural areas in this state.
Yeah, you've got the triumvirate there. You have two
the governor,
two,
yeah, governor
two
and two
and
senators.
Governor.
Absolutely, both women, and we haven't fallen apart yet. And I think our layoffs are less than most other places, although we're going to hurt bad.
You know,
I just got laid off at the college.
How Ritter could save tax money, so you don't have to change any of the nameplates from Senator Salazar. You just appoint his brother John to the Senate. From the Western Slope.
You know, but that smacks that we've had a lot of nepotism, and I don't know. I mean, I'm all for, actually, by the way, though, I'm going to break my rule on that and say I like the idea of Carolyn Kennedy as senator from New York.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know. Although Carolyn, the representative from who's out on the island who lost a child on the Long Island subway.
Oh, yeah.
She's really wonderful.
Yeah.
But and has waited her turn for a long time. But I just don't know. You know, it's a hard decision to make. And a lot of it, I could see people arguing against Diana DeGette. But I personally think she's got a folksy quality and a down-home quality work very, very well in small town and rural Colorado.
I do, too. So speaking of the I-5 corridor, can you drive anywhere yet?
I made it here by the skin of my teeth, but only because I dug out my, I've been digging my driveway for the better part of 2 weeks, and there are our stupid mayor.
Oh, Greg Nichols, but, yeah.
Oh, yeah, basically says, and no salt, we can't do the salmon. It's like, you know what, it's draining off of I-5, which seems to work. Problem is not I-5, it's getting to I-5.
I always put a little salt on my salmon, it tastes better.
Yeah, me too, I put salt on my streets too. I'd be environmentally very incorrect.
my daughter across the sound from Seattle called yesterday on the phone and said, make it stop.
I know. I almost cried yesterday morning when I woke up and went, it's a white Christmas. Oh, no. We're just not used to it. We're wimps. We're snow wimps, definitely. Thank you very much
all
for
right.
the call. I appreciate it. I can hear Mr. Music, though, so we have to go. Thank you for the erectioneer strategy. I'm going to keep it. 7:34 it is. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's the J. Marvin Show. Do we want gender parity in the Senate in Colorado? I say yes. Now, name me some candidates from the southern part of the state who will work very well. 7:35. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And we'll have traffic now with Todd Parker, and that would be Colorado's Progressive Traffic. I don't know why I have to say that. I just do. Todd Parker, coming up. I hate having a studio where I can't move the mic without making a noise, because when music like this plays, I like to rock into my day. It sounds too funny, though. If I stand up, you won't be able to hear me. It's got a nice beat. 303-713-7600. Warm up! Let's get up! Come on! And I don't just mean go to Afghanistan and get the little blue pill from the CIA. God, whatever happened to financial scandals? Giving them billions of bucks, which we've also done, I might add. I know, bribery. I know, here. It's like, it reminds me of people. I used to go to San Francisco sometimes and hear people mutter really, really filthy things. I've heard it in New York, too. Big cities tend to attract people who sell sex on the street, just balls out on the street. And, you know, it's just, it's like, hi, want a little Viagra? Just, you can see, these guys are supposed to be CIA agents, not pimps. Hello? God, so gross. Sex toy. I mean, what is next? Hi, have some sex toys? What are they doing? Oh, I love the Bush administration. We're high and mighty and moral, but, you know, we'll give away sexual ability to dirty old men with five wives because, hey, we can. Reproductive choice for women? No, 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 no. Women can't make up their minds. Women can think. Women aren't people. Yeah, we are. And Governor Bill Ritter, I know you are differ from me wildly on a woman's right to choose, which is your right, although you support the law, which makes me comfortable with you. But I have to say that one of the things that I look for in a leader is the ability to go for gender parity. And you know what? Barack Obama is really coming up Trump's in a lot of ways. I think we haven't had a chance to discuss Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State yet. I think that was absolutely brilliant. I do. Now, I don't like the way she ran her campaign. I don't like her managing skills necessarily, because she tended to let people pretty much torpedo her campaign, which it didn't catch Barack Obama doing that. So I'm hoping that that she does a better job of, or sets up a really good manager as second in command in the State Department. That will be her one weakness, I think, in terms of smarts, in terms of chops, in terms of understanding it. Yeah, I know she voted for the war. I didn't like that either. I virulently disagreed with her on that. I was certainly glad to vote for Barack Obama instead, and glad he opposed the war from the very, very, very beginning, which was extremely bright of him. But on the other hand, I just really, really believe that we have to have a more integrated government, and women have to have a bigger seat at the table. Because for one thing, when women do well, countries do better. And ours is in a world of hurt right now. A world of hurt. And, you know, I'm not going to say sexist things like women are by nature more cautious or more ethical. I don't know whether that's true. I just think it's more balanced. Call it the universal cosmic yin and yang. 303-713-7600. Now, is Barack Obama having a good effect on Rick Warren? Well, he just might be, because suddenly things have been disappearing off his website, like prejudice, as much prejudice against, say, the gay. It's been better against gay people at that website. I don't know whether actual impracticality it has been, but we'll see. So we have a couple of topics on the table. One is, how do we get our economy back on track? is our Constitution irreparably damaged, and how many hearings do we need to have, and should they be televised? See, I thought, I watched some of the car hearings, the auto hearings. I like to watch stuff like that. I want to know what my government is up to. You want to win me over and get ratings for your cable station? We should just have, C-SPAN should be more lively, or we should have a version of C-SPAN that is more lively, you know, because I know that you can't expect necessarily CNN and MSNBC and Fox to go total geek on us and offer these hearings. But I have to tell you, I watched the Watergate hearings backwards and forwards. I'm going to go see Frost Nixon because in-depth understanding, I think people are hungry for it. I think people want it. I like the fact that many cable hosts now have longer segments where they explore issues in a more in-depth manner. I like the fact that I can turn on my local NPR station and listen to the BBC News. I like it that I can go to World Radio anywhere I want and listen to news as it happens. I like it. I like it that the world is getting smaller thanks to the internet. I worry about what's going to happen to newspapers and radio stations and whether there'll be enough communication abilities for all of us to work and make money, because I guess we need to do that. I do. I don't, you know, I read blogs if they're good. I don't read the just every little blog. For example, there are stories going on right now about the IT Republican guru who died in a plane crash, and it was sent to me by a listener, a friend of mine, and she's great for sending it to me. Mike O'Connell, maybe there was something wrong. He'd been warned that his plane was going to be sabotaged. Why is this important? Well, he's the one who probably rigged the elections in Ohio in 2004. And has helped the Bushes get elected several different times. And he has disappeared. He's dead due to a plane crash. Now, did anything happen? I don't know. We'll have to wait for the investigation. But the fatal, he had just been testified to testify. He had just been subpoenaed, rather, to testify in relation to a lawsuit alleging vote rigging in the 2004 Ohio election. I'm just mentioning it. I don't tend to be a conspiracy theorist without foundation in fact, but apparently he had been warned several times that his plane was going to be sabotaged. And in the past 2 months, apparently, he had to cancel flights because of suspicious problems with his airplane. So more coming on that, I would imagine. And it should be explored more in the mainstream media. It really should. This story should be watched. The National Transportation Safety Board and the FAA are both investigating. And I'm really glad we dodged a terrible bullet with that Continental mishap accident earlier this week at DIA. It's getting to be, I tell you what, flying is scary these days. I don't mean to malign it. I like to do it. I fly. I know, but I now weigh things like safety, carbon footprint. You know, I weigh all of those decisions when I move these days. Of course, I heard a BBC report this morning that thoroughly confused me, so I can't wait till we talk to Dave, Sustainable Dave, because it got me going on. They actually were talking about if you exercise more because you walk to the grocery store to get your milk, are you adding to the carbon footprint because you're eating more and therefore using more goods that are imported? It can make your head hurt, this stuff. But fortunately for us, Sustainable Dave has a very good website, and he'll be clearing a lot of things up for us next week. 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the Senate conversation, because I probably should get a learned guest on this, because I'm a little out of the loop in terms of the insider-ness of Colorado politics. But I have to say, now, Ritter has appointed 1,400 people to boards and commissions. 57% have been men. You know, that could be a little better. He does have views on diversity. Lieutenant Governor Barbara O'Brien is the 21st woman to reach statewide office in Colorado after Ritter chose her as her running mate. But if you're looking for rural and urban, then Diana DeGette doesn't fit the bill. So we need a woman, and neither does Denver City Council President Rosemary Rodriguez. She's great. She's now chairman of the Washington-based U.S. Election Assistant Commission. She might be good, but maybe she should move to, say, Montrose. Now, I actually have been dying to live in a tiny tumbleweed house for about a year or two or three or eight or nine or ten. I would probably keep my house but rent it out and then see what happened. But I've always wanted to kind of try that. And so I was thinking, maybe I'll move to Colorado. And, but, you know, it takes a lot of money and a lot of patience. And I don't know whether I have, well, I definitely don't have a lot of money. Patience, I'm getting more of it, but maybe not enough. I don't know. It takes a lot. And also you have to feel like you've got enough to offer. And sometimes I think that I have a lot of good ideas that I think would work, whether practically speaking they could be. My hat's off to people who can actually implement them. 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you about who should run for office and should we have gender parity or is it sexist to even want it? See, I don't think it is. 303-713-7600. And I'll tell you what, we're losing women in part due to term limits. And that's why I don't like term limits, even locally. I don't like them. 303-713-7600. I like experience. Experience. Indeed. All right, let's talk, shall we? 303-713-7600. Who do we want for Senate from Colorado? You talk. I'll listen. On Jay Marvin Show. Stand by for Traffic with Todd Parker. Coming up next, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Thanks to Greg, who just reminded me of an article I saw in the New York Times this morning and marked it to read later. Part of Bush's legacy ties into what we're talking about in terms of gender parity and sexism and the awfulness and the legacy of the Bush administration. The uninsured and the cost of health care coverage have ballooned under President Bush's watch. However, he did create more. He had doubled federal financing for community health centers, 1,297 clinics in medically underserved areas. And you think, wow, that's good, including Indian reservations, poor urban neighborhoods, rural-aided, isolated areas, services of basic prenatal care, childhood immunizations, asthma, cancer screening, sexually transmitted diseases. All cool, except they can't do reproductive rights. They can refuse. He also is trying to get established laws that make it possible for any kind of healthcare worker to absolutely refuse to treat you. That means your pharmacist could say, oh, here for the morning after pill, you were raped? I'm sorry, I can't prescribe it. I'm a Scientologist. I don't feel like giving you your drugs for bipolar disease or depression. Bye-bye. I have a conscience issue. You know what? You have a duty to treat people as the law allows, okay? That's what you have. And if a doctor prescribes it, you have to fulfill it, period. Now, I'm glad these clinics are in place because when we get, say, reproductive rights restored in this country, then you won't have to worry about Tom Daschle telling women they can't have their healthcare taken care of. You won't find Edward Kennedy or Caroline Kennedy or anybody else in the U.S. Senate who's on the Democratic side saying no, 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 no. We have to have medical care provided for them. So the clinics are the good bones. The reality of the Bush administration and its troglodytic views on women, however, is another matter entirely. And this whole thing about conscience, well, you know what? If you've got a conscience and you don't think you can give a woman birth control pills or the morning after pills, I have a simple solution for you. Do not become a pharmacist because it is malpractice to override a doctor's prescription because of your political and private beliefs. Sorry. You know, for example, I'm not particularly fond of certain drugs, but that doesn't mean that I would not prescribe them if I were, I mean, I would not give them to you if I were a pharmacist. That's immoral. Period. No question marks. Okay? It's a mess. We can't have it. Now, the expansion of clinics may be good, but the reality is, if your healthcare provider doesn't believe in birth control or the morning after pill to prevent pregnancy, or, you know, hey, got health issues, got bipolar disease, got depression, well, if Bush has his way and the changes he's trying to make, you won't be able to get it, and it'll take some time to undo it. The mess these guys have created is going to take us years to dig ourselves out of. And while we're digging and while we're repairing the economy, you know, if I were If I were Barack Obama, I would be body surfing my body off. I would be surfing every day. I would be playing chess and checkers. I would be doing cribbage. Actually, I don't like checkers all that much, but I do love cribbage. I would be playing as many board games and having as much fun as I possibly could, because the stuff he's going to inherit, thanks to this mess created by the worst vice president and president in the history of our nation, is going to be daunting indeed to recover from, isn't it? Can you imagine the work he has to do? Now, how would you prioritize it? My head hurts when I think about this. But on the other hand, I think we have to prioritize it. And especially since guess who's planning to run for Senate from Florida? According to some sources, everything indicates he's in, says David Johnson, a Republican strategist and CEO of Strategic Vision. You're not making calls and laying the groundwork for fundraising unless you're clearing the field for your candidacy. Says left to his own druthers, he'd want to take a pass, says another political poll down in Florida. He's a close friend and former chairman of the Republican Party, as a matter of fact. He said he's torn between the benefits of public service retirement and the lure of jumping back into the fray when our party really needs it. Please, Bush, stay out of the fray. I think we've had enough of the Bush family. I know I have, and I don't think Jebby's going to be much better. So, no thanks. I've had enough of the Bush family. No more dynasty. I have not had enough of the Kennedy family yet, though, and I'll take Caroline any day of the week in New York. I feel a little sorry for the Cuomo family, but not sorry enough. And I don't think she's doing well enough as a candidate. She has to do a little better. She has to talk to the press. She has to get comfortable with that. You got to give her some time. But do I think it's unfair for her to decide to do that? No. She's been involved in constitutional. Let her lead the investigations. Give her a subcommittee and let her run the investigations. Everybody will believe she'll be fair. Let's do it. Have her run the investigations into the Bush administration. She'll want to do health care, though. 303-713-7600. We'll talk about whatever you want. And this coming up, the last hour of the J. Marvin Show right here this morning on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Have you gone shopping yet? Should I go shopping? I think I'm going to shop a little bit. If I didn't need a new can opener, though, I wouldn't. And yes, I know I have a manual one, and it sucks. I'm sorry. I really want an electric one. I hope Sustainable Dave can't hear me. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We'll be right back with more of your thoughts and mine on his show today. Welcome.